It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
You know, it's funny. There's so many things we do in our lives from day to day, and we don't never question it. We just never question it. And trick-or-treating is definitely one of those things. Like, as a kid, it sounds like heaven on earth. But the reality of it is, it does have an origin. But when, you know, when did trick-or-treating first start? And what is the meaning behind the phrase, and how does it vary around the world? It's often seen as solely an American tradition, but trick-or-treating can actually be traced back to Celtic Britain. Most of us view trick-or-treating as an American tradition, which didn't become popular in Britain until the 1980s. And I can attest to the fact that it's all over the world now. The Halloween custom actually has Celtic roots, and the story behind it is pretty creepy. So here's the history of trick-or-treating. Trick-or-treating may seem like a modern event, but you can trace its roots back to Celtic Britain and Ireland in the 9th century. The night of October 31st was known as Samhain, a pagan festival which was later combined with Christian celebrations and renamed All Saints' Day by the Catholic Church. At Samhain, our pagan ancestors believed the souls of our dead came into our world and were appeased by offerings of food and drink. It's believed that trick-or-treating evolved from a ritual where people dressed as ghosts and demons, performed dances around a bonfire, and received treats to appease the evil spirits. The practice known as mumming dates back to the Middle Ages, and of course that became mummering right here in Newfoundland, and Newfoundland mummers is a big part of our culture. By the time Christianity had spread into Britain, a new practice called souling had developed. Poor people would visit the houses of the rich and receive pastries called soul cakes, in exchange for promises to pray for the homeowner's dead relatives. In Scotland and Ireland, meanwhile, young people would visit their neighbors' houses and sing a song, recite a poem, or perform another sort of trick before receiving a treat or of nuts, fruits, or coin. So what's the meaning behind the phrase? The term trick-or-treating wasn't used until the 1920s, when it was adopted in America. The first mention of trick-or-treating in print was November 4th, 1927, according to Today I Found Out, which is another article. Discussing the town's Halloween meeting, a Canadian journalist wrote, "The youthful tormentors were at back door and front demanding edible plunder by the word trick-or-treat, to which the inmates gladly responded and sent the robbers away rejoicing. But adults weren't too happy about being forced to hand out sweets under the trick-or-treat." Then, when this first started, and saw it more as an offer they couldn't refuse, though. So how does it work today? Modern trick-or-treating sees kids dress up in Halloween costume before taking to the streets with their parents. Traditionally, though, people will go from door to door with Halloween buckets, asking for sweets from their neighbors between 5:30 and 9:30. That's pretty much how it works. A far cry from dancing around bonfires and throwing candy at each other to appease the gods and spirits. You know, just once when I say trick, I wish the kids wouldn't throw eggs at me. I really, really do. Hope you guys are enjoying 31 Days of Halloween, the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast Halloween special. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Say thank you after you get your candy when you're out trick-or-treating. And I'll see you guys tomorrow.